Hello and welcome to the Racing Preview Podcast. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at a huge weekend of racing is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. John Barker has had a well-deserved week's rest, so us pair will hopefully guide you through the weekend with plenty of winners. Carl, it's a grand final weekend, but geez, there's some really big action on the track through Friday night, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, grand final weekend, and it's probably prelim finals time for many of these horses. I guess it has been said in the past and it can be repeated now: if your horse isn't performing on Turnbull Stakes weekend, the spring carnival is pretty much cactus. So it's do or die time, and it'll be interesting to see who stands up and even to see a few form reversals of horses starting to improve heading towards the cups.
All right, well, as mentioned, Friday night kicks us off, and we'll begin with the big program at Moonee Valley, where we have four black type races, including the Group 1 Moya Stakes, a very intriguing race this year with three 3-year-olds, including two exciting fillies at the top of the betting. But we'll kick off with the first black type race, which is the Stock Stakes Group 2 race for mares, race 3.
Gone with 5 here, Fenway. Not a lot of speed on paper. I think maybe Fenway's going to lead and maybe get a cheap time of it up front and might lead all the way. So just on that basis, Fenway to beat number 2, May's Dream, whose two runs this campaign have been sensational. Third, number 4, Precious Gem, who found the line nicely last time in the Letzel Ope. And for fourth, number 6, Ungrateful Alan.
Yeah, I went 5 Fenway too. Again, not really sure what the pace is going to be. I guess Armanpour led and won the Queen of the Turf, so you may think she might press forward to lead and might be ready to improve. But yeah, I went Fenway, 5 on top to beat 7 Sadage, hasn't had much luck to date for Team Hawks. 2 May's Dream in for 3rd, and 4 Precious Gem in for 4th. The second of the black type is the Jeep Stutt Stakes, race 5, the first leg of the quaddie. This is Group 2 for the 3-year-olds.
Sovereign Nation for me, good debut winner at Geelong Synthetic. The runner-up there, Bob of the Head, then came out and won a maiden. And then last time, I really liked the effort behind Bonorum. Just peaked on the run at the 100-metre mark, but was certainly entitled to. It was wide and covering plenty of ground around the home turn in a very messy run race. From barrier 3, hopefully settles midfield and gets a nice drag into the race. I think he'll be competitive on an each-way basis. Got him on top from 2, Patch Adams, who was equally good in that Sovereign Nation Bonorum race at Flemington. And then last time carried 61 kilos at Pakenham and wasn't disgraced. The third, number 8, which is Admirabile, a good maiden winner in Cranbourne last time. And fourth, number 11, Collaborate, a good Kiwi visitor by High Chaparral.
Yeah, agree again. 7 Sovereign Nation on top for me. Really good effort, as you said, to go from a synthetic maiden straight to a stakes race, and a hot stakes race too, with the form being franked in the Guineas Prelude. So Sovereign Nation, I think, up to the mile and from a good draw, he's the way to go. Got him ahead of number 11, Collaborate, Kiwi visitor in the Murray Baker Yard. And another Kiwi, ex-Kiwi, he's our Rocky in for 3rd, number 3. Really dominant first up for the Hayes and Davenig Yard. And 5, Get the Pitcher. Looks a strong mile-plus horse, and he's got that benefit of that mile run under his belt. 7, 11, 3, 5 for me. Race 6 is the Cup Club JRA Cup Group 3 over the Cox Plate distance of 2,040 metres.
Not overly confident, but just at the price, around about $12. I'm going with Desert Journey on an each-way basis. Remember, he jumped out of the ground on this night last year for 3rd over 1,500 metres. His only run over 2,000 metres was a win at Flemington, a narrow win that must be set against moderate opposition. But I really liked the way he hit the line last time at Ballarat and the Gold Nugget. Hard to make ground that day, and with the big weight of 58.5 from a wide barrier, he came the widest and he finished home strongly. If he drops in weight, and in a race of, well, moderate depth, perhaps he might show up here. Got him on top from 12, Velox, who was an impressive winner at Pakenham last time, and improve as the races get further. For 3rd, number 5, the United States, and for 4th, number 3, Magnapel, the last start Naturalism winner.
Yeah, 5 for me, the United States. Finished hard at Magnapel and couldn't quite get there at Caulfield. I'll take him to turn the tables. I threw Prince of Penzance in for 2nd. Looks to be getting close to his best. So 5-1, 3 Magnapel for 3rd, and I threw Velox, a horse with a bit of upside, in for 4th. Race 7 is the big one, the City Jeep Moya Stakes, Group 1 over 1,000 metres this year. And as mentioned earlier, a couple of 3-year-old fillies are dominating the market.
Understandable, given they've got plenty of wins next to their name and light in the weights. But I've gone with buffering the old War Horse to win here. I think he'll slide forward, maybe race outside the leader, who might be Ball of Muscle, and perhaps get the better of Ball of Muscle in the straight. I think Petite Falou is going to get the run of the race, probably box seats from barrier five, and well, certainly is the main danger, the buffering, and deserves to be favourite. Whether or not I'd want to take the 2:30 is another thing. I've got her in for second. For third, number eight, Griante, who ran third in the William Reid over this track and distance back in March. And for fourth, number six, Ball of Muscle. I've got them 1, 13, 8, and 6.
Yeah, I went 6, Ball of Muscle. Very honest, never missed a place. This is his toughest test, obviously. He's had the two runs back. He should be hard fit and, as you say, probably leads. You'd think he'd like to kick up from that gate one, and just going to depend what the pressure's like. But I think he'll give you a great side each way. Got him ahead of 13, Petite Falou, 1, Buffering. And I'll throw in a bit of a roughie for your first fours. Number 11, Headwater. Team Hawks usually place their horses well. He's just over-raced badly down the straight last time. Maybe back to 1,000, no weight from a good draw. He might be able to ping late. He was a pretty good two-year-old. 6, 13, 1, 11. Best in value, Carl?
Well, my value would be Fenway in the Stock Stakes. And my best bet, I would say, would be Sovereign Nation in the Stud.
All right, my best is Moon Over Manhattan. I think he'll win race 2, number 1. He's missed a run in the Group 1 Rupert Clark last week. They're talking two racks. Yeah, he'll need to be winning a benchmark 90. I think he will. And my value, Galaxy Pegasus. Well, we've just had no luck both runs this time in. Maybe we'll get a bit of luck on Friday night. Race 8, number 11. Moving across to Saturday, Royal Randwick. And we have 9 black type races, including 3 Group 1s, and they finish the card, races 7, 8, and 9. But beginning the program are the two-year-olds in the Breeders' Plate and the Gimcrack. Carl, race 1 is the Breeders' Plate. Who did we fancy here?
Went for 1 Capitalist to beat 4 Cohesion, 5 Detective, and 6 Eyes Off. Found these two-year-old races in Sydney a little bit hard to separate, but I think Capitalist was quite impressive winning its most recent trial. Got back and flew home, and I'm sure it'll give a good sight, but is well found in early markets.
Yeah, similar to me, I found the two-year-old races quite hard in Sydney, but one on top for me from 4, 10, and 5. Race 2 is the Gimcrack. I guess Calliope, depends where she runs. She's also down to run a Flemington on Sunday. She'll be favourite here if she runs.
And I've got her on top. Always led in her trial victory on the 21st of September. Always led, did it easy in quick time, broke 49 seconds, looks the one to beat. From 10 over reactive, the mother was an Oakley Plate winner. For third, number 13, Slumber Party. And for fourth, number 8, Jenna New.
Yes, Calliope for me on top if she runs here. 9, Milbo, 13, Slumber Party, and 2, Alluvion. Next best. Race 3 is the Dulcify Quality for the 3-year-olds over the mile.
Was hoping for a slightly better price, but Ambience on top for me. Is the half-brother of Piero, the multiple Group 1 winner, and I really liked the win second up last start. I think has the scope to improve off that Kembla Maiden win and win this race from 2 Ocean Tempest, who's been scratched, so I'll put in 1 Wudong Mountain in for second. For fourth, for third, number 4, Lucala, and for fourth, number 3, Land's End.
Yeah, I went for Lucala. Didn't mind her effort against older horses last time out, and I thought back to 3-year-old company, she'd be very tough to beat. 1 Wudang Mountain for second, 7 Colosseum King, John Sargent Train Galloper, looks a progressive stayer, and 5 Ambience in for fourth. Race 4 is the Roman Consul, and we're going to have a short price favourite here in the form of Exosphere, number 2, the Golden Rose winner.
Bit of a cheerleader for the Godolphin team. I've picked them to win the first 4 races. Exosphere should be hard to beat. Number 5, Japisma. I cannot say this horse's name. How do you say it?
Japanisma.
Yeah, Japanisma. Got it in for second. Whatever it is, it does run quite fast. And in the run to the Rose, it was a good fourth. Well, had its chance. Certainly wasn't disgraced. Since then, has been freshened and trialled well. So I think it can bounce back. The third, number 7, Counterattack, like this horse, got plenty of time for it, might just find a few of these too quick over the 1200, but will be better over further. And for fourth, number 3, Takedown.
Yeah, 2 Exosphere, hard to tip against. Got him ahead of 7 Counterattack, 9 Spill the Beans, and 4 Wicked Intent. Be a bit fitter for that fresh run in Brisbane. Race 5 is the Premier Stakes, Group 2, Wait for Adrian. We see the return of Terra Vista.
Yeah, Terra Vista on top, looks the one to beat, gets in well. under the weight for age conditions of the Premier, and I think it'll be winning from Jet Relife, number 6, who won first up last prep and then ran some really nice races at Group 1 level thereafter. Has a touch of quality. Third, number 9, Bring Me the Maid, fitted for 2 recent Caulfield jump outs and been working well, and has the capability of pulling out a good run first up. And fourth, number 2, Rebel Dane. Gee, there was a lot to like about that first up win in the shorts, and he certainly won't be too far away either.
Yeah, one Terra Vista for me. To beat 2 Rebel Dane, as you said, good return win. 9 Bring Me the Maid, and 8 That's a Good Idea in for fourth. Race 6 is the Craven Plate. And, well, Chris Waller had a lot entered and has 4 acceptors of the 10.
Gone with I'm Imposing, I still think he can win the race. Passed a few first up in the Challenge, but I thought that was a satisfactory run. And then last time, wasn't disgraced in the Shannon and was getting warm on the line. I think is now looking for this extra distance of the 2,000 metres and can win from 1 Complacent, who might be a little bit underrated. I guess his Chelmsford win was a bit of a surprise, but he proved it was no fluke with a really tenacious on-pace effort in the hill, and he's won 4 from 9 and been placed 4 off start. So he's only missed the place just once, and that was when he was taken out of contention by a horse that was broken down, so he might be a little bit underrated. For third, number 9, Hierarchy, and for fourth, number 2, Moriarty.
Taking a big step up in class, but these staying tights can often do that. Number 10, Ruling Dynasty, I thought would run well. To beat 1 Complacent, 6 I'm Imposing, and 9 Hierarchy. Race 7 is the Star, 150th Epsom, Group 1 Mile, feature of the day worth $1 million, and Winks is going to be a pretty warm favourite off of the back of that exciting, ridiculous, really, first up win.
Yeah, incredible. 55.7 last 1,000, knocked over at the 500. It's hard to describe the win because it's really, you don't see horses win like that too often. And
can she be a bit flat after that?
Possibly. And at the price, those sort of horses that are just so incredibly good probably start a point or two shorter than what they should the next time round. I've just gone with Lucia Valentina on top. The application of blinkers first time really does excite me. The fact that they're staying to 1600 third up does excite me as well. Of course, she won the Turnbull this weekend last year. Everything points to the fact they're keeping her a little bit on the fresh side and hang towards the Cox Plate. From barrier 4, blinkers on, perhaps on an each-way basis, she's the better value than Winks as a win proposition. Got her ahead of Winks. Third, Rudy, gets in well at the weights under this compressed weight scale. And fourth, number 9, Kiramosa, ticking over really well. I don't know if Kiramosa can win, but I think she'll run another good race.
Yeah, I found one to beat Winks as well. 6, Rudy. The weights of the race are a bit funny. He was going to drop to 54, I think, but obviously weight's been raised. And he still gets weight relief off the last couple of runs, which have been really good. He was game 2 runs back off a wide trip. Last time out, he kept chasing behind Saddler's Lake. A bit of sting in the ground. Obviously, the track, soft 7 earlier in the week. I think it might be up around soft 5 now. So the bit given the track will certainly help him. And he's a mile specialist. I think that's his best trip, and he's got a good record at the Randwick Mile with the Villiers winning at Doncaster 4. So Rudy each way to beat 4 Winks, 2 Lucia Valentina, and 11 Saddler's Lake. Race 8 is the Coolmore Flight Stakes. This is the Group 1 for the fillies over the mile.
Gay Waterhouse has won this race 7 times, and she certainly has a strong hand here to make it 8. I've gone with Pearls, though, number 5, John O'Shea, another one for Godolphin, potentially. Pearls is a sister to Helmet, a half to Epaulette. Everything suggests she'll lead up the mile, and particularly that last start win in the T-Rose over on Esther. Really finished over the top, and I think Pearls is the one to beat. From 1, Speak Fondly, who has the form and the board. For third, number 8, Ocean Tempest, and for fourth, number 7, Sempre Libera. But a really good race.
Yeah, I really like number 4, Honesta. Just been following her for a while, and I think she might be, I don't know if they're thinking of backing her up next week in the Spring Champion, but I think she's looking for 2,000, but she's going to be very, very hard to hold out. On Saturday, I've got her ahead of 1, Speak Fondly, comes through the Golden Rose, 7, Sempre Libera, and 10, Sophia Rosa. Race 9, is the Metropolitan. 2400 metre Group 1, and we've got a field of 15 here. Chris Waller has his usual brigade of stayers. He's got the 5 this year, and makes for an interesting race.
I've gone with 7 on top, El Moon Quith, my best of the day. Just really profile similar to Torquay, who won this race in 2006 en route to winning the Caulfield Cup.
And I thought his naturalism run was sensational. He ran the fastest final 1,000 metres of that race. He's looking for the 2400. He can stay 2 mile, and he does handle a bit of giving the ground if indeed the track comes up in the soft range. Got him on top from 14 Havana Cooler. He certainly doesn't want it soft. He needs it firm, and that's probably the factor that swung me a little bit away from him. But if the track comes up good, he can run a big race down in the weights. For third, number 8, Magic Hurricane, and for fourth, number 11, Kapoor.
I went 9, Chance to Dance. A tricky race for mine. I couldn't really step in with an awful lot of confidence, but Chance to Dance wasn't too bad. His first run in Sydney, Craig Williams up to ride. I think he'll run well. 14, Havana Cooler, gives the impression he wants 2,400. 7, El Munquith for third, and 8, Magic Hurricane for fourth. So no Seawalla runners in my four. Best and value, Carl.
Well, the best is El Munquith. There's no doubt about that. I think he'll go very, very well. Value, gee, what did I make my value bet? I'll go, gee, I can't
Lucia
remember.
Lucia Valentina?
Yeah, why not? Lucia Valentina, she's a value bet, each way basis.
All right, well, my value is Rudy in the Epsom, and my best is Honesta in the Flight, race 8, number 4. Caulfield, Saturday, and a no black type action. We've got benchmark races. A couple of races have a bit of depth, some good size to them. Best and value, Carl, anything you've spotted for Caulfield?
Yeah, we've got this. I think this horse is going to go to the next level this campaign, and this looks a nice starting point for him. He was a really good trialer at Cranbourne recently, and I think we've got this. Finds himself in a nice race. Race 2, number 6 at Caulfield. The main danger, he's a ripper. 2 from 2, very talented horse from the Hayes Dabnick stable, but yeah, they're the 2 to follow out of the race, but we've got this. Draws the barrier 1 and should be hard to beat. Value bet comes up in race number 6, and that's number 8, Charbel. Now with Henry Dwyer, I really like the first up win at Bendigo. It had the cheap run just in behind, but it finished over the top. Gets in well after the 3 kilo climb. That rail is going to be out a long way at Caulfield on Saturday, I think 12 metres. And from barrier 2, I think he can just posse up in the perfect spot, just there to pounce again.
Yeah, my value is he's a ripper. The horse you said is the danger to we've got this. So maybe that's a good Cornell. Really liked his first up win, his first run in Australia. He's unbeaten. He's a big, strong horse, so typical of the Bachelor Duke breed, and he's got a fair bit of upside, and my best is Liminal. I think he'll keep winning. Race 7, number 5. He's won both runs back as a gelding, and I think he can make it 3 on the trot. Morfordville, Saturday. Again, no black type action, but Carl, what have you come up with there?
Morfordville Parks. I've gone with Turner Bayou. Race 4, number 2 is my best bet. Now, this horse has also entered somewhere else, I think. Is it entered at Flemington on Sunday? I did see it somewhere else. I should check before I open my mouth.
Not Flemington.
Maybe it was nominated elsewhere. Anyway, I'll go have a look. But race 4, number 2. Turner Bayou, if it does lob there, going to be extremely hard to beat. I really loved the run last weekend, and even the run before that was very good. Strong through the line, down in class significantly, and he can really put them away on the weekend. The value bet comes up in the last race, Rubai, race 8, number 8. This horse, a Pakenham Synthetic, was drawn an inside barrier, got buried away. Don't think he appreciated the synthetic kickback, and he then started to make around the last 100 metres when he got to the extreme outside. He should run well, Rubai, and maybe the tight turning Morfordville Park circuit is against him.
All right, nothing from me for Morfordville. Doomben on Saturday, and again, no black type races, but we've got 2 2-year-old races, so the 2-year-olds are really stepping out in force on the weekend. But my best for Doomben is I'm Bellucci, race 4, number 2, for Desley Forster and Robbie Fradd. Barrier 11 makes things a bit tricky, but he looks a real miler, this bloke. He's hit the line hard all 3 runs, and he won a maiden at Beau Desert last time, but his 2 previous runs were in Saturday grade, so he's well up to this. And number 4, Ashley Marie, might be a big improver in that race, could be value for the exotics. And my value on a program I wasn't really keen on much, I went for one of the 2-year-olds, race 1, number 7, Punishing. From the Liam Birchley yard, Jeff Lloyd to ride. Obviously keen to see betting support for him, but had one trial at Deegan and I thought was pretty soft, had a lot more to give. Anything for Doombin?
Not at all. Haven't had the time to look at the media.
Yes, it's been that kind of week. Not much time. But anyway, we press on to Belmont in the West, and I think this may be the second last Saturday is winding up that Belmont season. But we do have a feature. It is the listed birthday stakes for the sprinters, race 6, and a really intriguing race. We've got horses resuming, Blackheart Bart, Dawn Approach, Fuchsia Bandana, exciting Zabeel 5-year-old, Hazard Beal, and then we've got the inform and flying Wink and a Nod. Well, I went Dawn Approach, number 2, to beat 1, Blackheart Bart, 5, Wink and a Nod, and 9, Hazard Beal. My best, another winner for Willie Pike, Grant Williams, and Bob Peters. They've been having a fabulous run these last few weeks. Race 7, number 6, Mississippi, and I think he can make it 3 in a row this time in. And my value is race 4, number 10, Light Up the Sky. I think around $26 too. A good price. Numbers 1 and 2 are both unbeaten and look pretty smart, but I think this filly can run really well fresh. Yeah, form around some good horses like Senzo and Lucky Streak last prep, and that form I think is pretty strong, so she can run well at a price. Well, the Group 1 action isn't just restricted to this side of the Tasman on the weekend. We have the big Hastings Carnival wrapping up. It's been a different carnival, that's for sure. We, of course, lost the middle peg of the Triple Crown when we only had 3 races at the meeting a fortnight ago, and, of course, lost that Group 1. And now we run the 2040 Group 1, the Livermore Classic, before the mile race. So it's thrown a lot of horses' campaigns out of whack, but anyway, there must be a winner. I thought number 6, Farm Boy, might be worth an each-way bet. He didn't have much luck first up, and I know he missed the run, but as a lot of horses did, he trialled super before that fresh run, and I think he's come back well. He's on a cup's path through to the Auckland Cup next year. He might be able to run well each way. Soriano, I think, is the one to beat. She's a class mare ready to find her best. My best for Hastings is Twire, race 5, number 12. Really good return, drawn well. May just want a little bit further. That's the only query I've got, but I think she'll be hard to beat. And my value is Talented Kirky, race 10, number 7. Won a couple back-to-back at Ellerslie last time in. Good return. First go left-handed, that's the slight query, but I think he can run well. The other meeting across the Tasman on Saturday is at Riccarton, and their carnival starts to heat up as they build towards their Guineas and Cup in November. My best is Aspen Lass, race 5, number 9. 2 runs have been excellent. She's really looking for the 1400, and I think she can break through. And my value is She's Insatiable, race 7, number 1. 2 runs back have been good. Has a big weight, but up to 2,000 metres should suit. Well, if Friday night and Saturday isn't enough, we get to Sunday, Super Sunday at Flemington, and we have 9 black type races, including the Group 1 $500,000 Turnbull. We will take you through the black type action, races 1 through 9. Race 1 is the Maribyrnong Trial. Again, we see the baby step out. Carl?
Tricky race. Few have caught the eye, but I just want to see the betting before stepping in. Probably the best of them is number 3, Manuel. 6, Calliope, has, as we said, entered in Sydney, may show up here. Cara El Blanco has also done quite well, winning a recent trial easily at Cranbourne. And Sweet Sherry caught the eye in the recent Cranbourne trial, D. Oliver, Brent Stanley combined, and is out of a really well-performed mare. So got them 3, 6, 2, and 9, but just want to have a look at betting.
Yeah, not many of these have performed badly. The only one we haven't seen is number 4, but all the others have showed something. I went 7 Kinetic Design each way from 3 Manual, 6 Calliope, and 5 Wimborne. Race 2 is the Poseidon Stakes. 3-year-olds run for listed status over the 1400.
Yeah, Mr. Optimistic at the $21, keen to take it on an each way basis. I thought the win in the Gold Coast 3 starts ago was good, and then wasn't disgraced at listed level thereafter. Resumed with a nice effort at Packham. Back on the inside, wasn't the place to be. The tempo of the race was slow, but it still got back and made some nice ground. And going on its effort in the VRC size, where it raced up on the fast pace, outside well-sided, and easily beat well-sided home. You then see well-sided come out and run really nicely behind Bassett. I'm thinking Mr. Optimistic, if it just improves off that first up run, might be the value in the race. I got at the head of 6, well-sided, 8, which is Fatinar, and for 4th, number 1, Stoker.
Yeah, 8 Fatinar for me. beaten by Mr. Individual. Would have liked to have seen him go a little bit better in the Guineas Prelude last week, but I think she's a nice filly, Fatinar, so we'll go with her. Number 8 to be 6 Well Sighted, 2 Top Me Up, and 10 Deadly Shadow. Race 3 is the Gilguy. Smaller field than usual this year, and I guess that's because of number 1 Chautauqua. $1.40, I think he's is as short as, and I guess off that fresh win at the Valley, everyone now knows that he's back to his best, and his best is down the straight. So $1.40, right price, Carl?
Yeah, probably. He'll just get the job done, you'd suggest. Main Danger, Churchill Dancer for second. For third, number 6, Noy Darden. For fourth, number 3, Charlie Boy. But not the strongest Gilguy, and I dare I say it has something to do possibly with that Group 1 race and the Friday night meeting at Moonee Gully as well.
Yeah, probably just a watch race here, but Chautauqua on top for me, 1 to beat 3 Charlie Boy, 2 Delectation, and 4 Churchill Dancer. Race 4, this is a competitive race, UCI Stakes over 1800 for the 3-year-olds. We've got 2 fillies and 14 males, the run for listed status, and it's a race that looks to have a few chances.
Great race. I think there are a few chances. I think there's probably 4 key chances in the race. Etymology on top for me, number 6. I thought he was really good after finding trouble behind Tarzino. Got him ahead of number 12, Iron Boss, who was really impressive last Sunday at Geelong. On the quick backup, but he looks to have plenty of potential and well bred out of the Group 1 Oaks winner, Faint Perfume. Third, number 9, Tavachi. Michael Moroney believes this is the best horse he's had since Excellent. Certainly a fair rap, and Tavachi, very green, a horse that is learning with every run, has made tremendous progress in the last few weeks. I'm sure he'll continue to improve and is one to watch on the Derby campaign. And for fourth, number 2, Kentucky Flyer. He got back and ran on well under a big weight, and he certainly has got a chance of winning here despite the wide draw. 6, 12, 9 and 2.
I went 12 Iron Boss off the back of that Geelong win. He looks pretty progressive. 6 Itemology, 7 Red Alto. I thought his form was pretty good prior to that last run. I'll give him another chance up in trip. That's what he's looking for. And number 15 Overstay, won a maiden last start, but her last 100 was really impressive. I think she's going to keep improving as she gets up over ground. Race 5 is the Tab Edward Manifold Stakes. This is, of course, for the 3-year-old fillies over a mile at Group 2 level.
Yeah, going with number 11, Sacred Eye. Good debut winner at Geelong Synthetic, and then I thought was a good thing beating behind Don't Doubt Mummer. I think she can turn the tables here on an Oaks path, and I think she'll be very hard to beat from number 4, Don't Doubt Mummer. Third, number 13, Thames Courtus. Same trifecta from that lead-up race at Caulfield. And for fourth, number 9, which is Badawa.
Yeah, 11 Sacred Eye on top for me as well. Pretty keen on her. 8 Lazumba, worried about that draw, but I thought she hit the line quite nicely at Caulfield, and she's ready to do something. 4 Don't Doubt Mama, and 7 Sailing By. Race 6, is the Bart Cummings. Group 3, over the 2500.
At first sold on top, if it does get a run, it is first emergency. I thought the run last Saturday in the Harry White was quite good, on par with what Excess Knowledge produced. Just got shuffled back at the wrong time. It was a very funny run race, and I know he's only won 1 from 25, but I think at first sight, if he gets a run, can make his presence felt. From 7, let's make a deal. Another one that doesn't win out a turn, but I thought the Naturalism run was good after getting stopped in their tracks. For third, number 15, De Lille Engine, which was really good first up back towards the inside and at a bit of odds can fill a placing. And for fourth, number 5, the favourite, Foundry.
And of course, we have a Melbourne Cup ticket up for grabs here, don't we, with the winner?
That's right.
So, yeah, look, I've gone, well, geez, the old boy precedence. So I know his 2 runs back in Sydney haven't been great. His blinkers went back on, or go back on. He had a trial in them the other day, and you just know this is the race he's been set for. I mean, if he wins, they're desperately trying to get him into another Melbourne Cup. So, you know, his Sydney runs have just been prep runs, and you know he's going to be wound up for Saturday. His one run during the winter showed that he hadn't lost any zest for racing. That run in the Hollandale was good when he was refining the
line. And he should have won the JRA Cup this weekend last year. He should have won.
Exactly right. And then he went on and ran a great race in the Melbourne Cup. So I know he's an old boy. I know he's got a couple of duck eggs, but you just know that
the field's not that good anyway.
Yeah, and he's drawn well, Blake Shin, primed to run a big race, 40-1. He's not going to start that on the tote, that's for sure, because he's got such a following. 5 Foundry in for second, 10 Bold Sniper for third, and 4 Crafty Cruiser in for fourth. geez, wouldn't it be great to see him get in the Melbourne Cup?
Crafty Cruiser, he's got a great Flemington record. Race 7 is the Yellow Glen Turnbull, the feature of the day, Group 1, 500,000, 2,000 metres. And, well, Carla, there's concerns being raised that there's not going to be much pace on again, which is similar to, well, what we saw in the Maccabi Derby.
Well, I guess if the same horses go around the same races and the same trend just continues, it doesn't really surprise. I think Alpine Eagle on top, though, I always thought the Turnbull Stakes would be his race under the weight scale. He just gets in so well. He's probably the obvious selection. Perhaps not too much value here, but I think he is the one to beat regardless. From 9 Rising Romance, it was excellent in Maccabi Diva. Drawn wide as well, so we'll get back and need luck. The third, number 10, Weary. His run in the Maccabi Diva was outstanding, and he ran the quickest last 1,000 of the Underwood last sad day, but still ran last. So Weary is ticking over nicely, and for fourth, number 16, Royal Descent. But a really tricky race. Go as wide as you can afford.
Yeah, intriguing race. I'm sticking with Hartnell. I'm still convinced he can win something good this spring. He'll go forward, you would have thought, from that gate. Got him ahead of 8. Who Shot the Barman? I'm just loath to leave him out because certainly want to be with him right through the carnival. 15, Alpine Eagle, and 1, Happy Trails, who, well, look, not suited by the weights, but a good Flemington horse and has a good draw. Race 8 is the Blazer Stakes. This is for the Mares, Group 2, over 1,400.
Probably seen stronger renewals of this race in the past, but I've gone with Atlantis Dream, number 5. I really like the first up running the How Now. Got back and finished on strongly. Should appreciate the rise to 1,400 metres. Got it ahead of 7, Jesse Bell, who's, well, recent starts since being fresh and have been really good at Caulfield and getting out to the 1,400 metres at Flemington. She looks to be crying out for that. Third, number 1, Hazard, again draws wide. If she drew a barrier, I'd be tipping her, and perhaps she'd be winning these races as well. And for fourth, number 3, Tycoon Tara. Bit of a gut buster in the How Now. Bit hesitant to tip her after such an arduous run. But, yeah, got to throw her in the mix, so I've got her in for fourth.
I've gone for the lightly raced Satcha, number 15. Like the way she kept finding the line at Caulfield. Still out of her class, but Team Hawks persist with her, and I think that run showed that she's not far off this level and Flemington should suit. 15 on top from 7, Jesse Bell. She's flying up to 1,400 suits better. 1, Hazard, and 3, Tycoon Tara. And we finish a massive weekend in racing with the Paris Lane Stakes, a listed event over 1,400, and a few chances here too.
Great race. I really like this race, and we've got so many good 1,400 to 1,600 metre horses in the country at the moment. I've got Chivalry on top. Yeah, he's a bit of a money muncher, but I thought the first up run was excellent. He finished on their heels, and he didn't have much luck. He went down to the line untested. And I think the rise to 1,400 metres of his home track is ideal. From barrier 7, might just settle a little bit closer, and I think he's been going to be awfully hard to beat. Value bet the day from 15, Lord Aspen. Geez, he's an exciting horse, this one. Probably one of the better horses in South Australia. Third, number 12, which is Allman. Found the line nicely behind Fell Swoop last time. And fourth, number 17, October Date. Another talented South Australian sweating on a run in the field.
Yeah, I've gone 10 Yesterday's Songs. I think he can improve third up. To beat 15, Lord Aspen. 2, Turn Me Loose, barrier against, but pretty classy Kiwi. And 14, Chivalry. Agree, Allman's got to go in, and maybe worthy cause for your quaddies. Best and value, Carl, for Flemington.
Value is the last race, which is number 14, Chivalry. And the best bet comes up in the Blazer Stakes, number 5, Atlantis Dream.
My best is Sacred Eye, race 5, number 11, and my value is Satya, race 8, number 15. Well, that just about takes us out for a huge podcast this week. Big weekend of racing. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. We've got form covered Friday through till Sunday. We've got fields for the Warwick Farm public holiday meeting on Monday, also fields for Echuca. And we've got the form for Murtoa Cup Saturday, Gunbower Cup Saturday, Benalla Cup Friday, so it just never ends this weekend. Carl, $20 bet, but we've got plenty to choose from. What's the one that stands out?
There's too many races, not enough money. I'm going with Chivalry in the last race of all of them, the Paris Lane Stakes, Flemington Sunday, $10 each way, Chivalry.
Well, this works out perfect because punters are going to be super patient for yours and they're going to get in super early with mine. Mooney Valley, race 2, number 1, Moon Over Manhattan, 20 a win. That'll get you 65 back maybe. And I think then you'll be set up for a good weekend. So fingers crossed, we've found you plenty of winners. Good luck to your football teams if they're in the final. Do we dare give a football tip, Carl?
I know there's two Brisbane teams playing in the NRL. I think the Cowboys will win, and I'll go for the Hawks in the grand final, the AFL.
Yeah, Cowboys for me, into the Eagles. I think the Eagles might get the Hawks. Okay, that takes us out. All the best for a huge weekend of racing. We will catch you next week on the Preview Podcast.